Good day, everyone. This is Victor and Stefan. We're here to present an article, an issue on online dating.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about online dating. And we're going to relate into two of the texts that was provided for us, which is the yellow fever, the fever, titled The Fever, and the other one was Dating While Black.
Yep, Dating While Black is made by Hideo Roderick. And Stephanie Fu was the one who produced The Fever, number 27, by Gimlet.
Okay, so let's start. Online dating. What's your kind of input on online dating? What do you think about online dating?
Well, from my perspective, online dating, I know it's controversial, but it's actually being normalized in society. And that traditional dating is slowly being put away.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's so easy to access, honestly, online dating. It's in every technologies that the modern society has to offer. It's on your, either your phone, it's on your laptop, computer, and yeah, it's just right there. And they call it speed dating because you don't necessarily have to meet them or to meet the person in order for you to start dating them, which I think is one of the benefits, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and
I think, well, as well, that the reason why it's important and worth discussing today is because it puts increased risk to women, especially when they use online dating as well, because of catfishing, or possible kidnappings, everything like that. But the only important is, does it actually really discriminate women, especially women of color, in online dating?
Or does it, like, you know, does it always have that, like, danger? Does online dating have, like, a danger risk for users, per se? Like, especially for, like, the women majority?
Well, we'll find out through the podcast. But for what I've known about this issue is that how I experienced it, online dating apps does have its positive experiences and negative experiences.
Yeah.
And what I know about this issue is because I have been online dating before. I've used many apps.
Yes.
Mainly OkCupid. Not OkCupid, mainly Tinder. A little bit of OkCupid, Bumble, and some other, like, even the worst, like Match.com, right? Which is the worst of dating.
Is it not for old people?
Yes, it's mainly for old people, but, like, that was the first, when it was my first experience using online dating, right?
Yeah, and same. Like, I've done it once, and I know enough not to do it again. Honestly, it's a really bad experience.
And the reason why...
Yeah,
that's true. Especially with online dating, when finding your partner, especially a woman, it's easy to use OkCupid to filter your preferences, right? And nowadays, especially me, not to be discriminatory, like, my preferences are mainly Asian or white women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to just take on Asian or white, and just I get all the Asian and white selection for my online dating.
Yeah, and not everyone is up for a relationship when they're going to online dating. Like, they could just be there for, like, you know, like, friendship, maybe sex. Like, not everyone is up for a relationship. But, like, mostly, like, you know, like, where you found your fiancé through online dating. That's a good example of, like, you know, the positive side of online dating. And, yeah, these two articles, I hope to learn, like, different perspectives, especially from the female majority. Like, you know, how their experience relate to mine. And, like...
I guess I can continue from that. Like, I also want to learn different perspectives of how each woman of each race are experiencing troubles in online dating, or anything positive online dating, right?
Yeah, because not everyone, like, uses it. Not everyone accepts online dating, but also a lot of people use it in, like, you know, positive, negative way. But yeah.
Yeah, I also would like to know what kind of dating apps do they use, because a lot of different dating apps have different audiences, and majority of the audiences really works well with different races, especially I want to tell you that the new app, which is Tintin, which is an Asian version of Tinder, it's really easy to find Asian partners.
Yeah,
especially when you, and the qualification of that, you also have to be Asian yourself.
Yeah, because right now, like, you know, like, dating apps, like you said, there's one for Asian now, like, it's being categorized. There's one for the the gay community. There's one for, like, you know, the Asian ones. Maybe for white ones, if we ever know. Like, it's being widespread at the moment. So, yeah, it's a really, really big, important issue to discuss in today's date. So let's talk about the articles or the sources that we use.
So for Dating While Black by Haiti Roderick is mainly about a black woman herself. Mm-hmm. The author is facing discrimination and being fetished by men in mm-hmm. online dating, and how, like, she only can get more responses when she whitewash herself with yes. her experiments.
Yeah.
In online dating, and that's how I see it.
Yeah, so, like, to sum up what you just said, people prefer white female than black one, because when you said when she whitewashed herself, she got more attention from, you know, like, comments and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's, like, kind of, like, the discriminatory fact about it, that, like, women have to be this, like, you know, they have to be someone else in order to get attention.
And
to get white,
it reinforces the stereotype that yeah. white women have more class and more beautiful and more intelligent than black women who are apparently more unintelligent yeah. or not
have yeah quote class. Unquote like poor, not intelligent, less education.
And apparently it's yeah. either too, what's that word? They won't listen because they have attitude, and then how they think white women are more conserved.
Yes, what is that called?
Reserve, like, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And for the other, for the podcast episode, The Fever, it's about this guy's obsession with Asian girls. What was it, The Yellow Fever?
Yeah, The Yellow Fever yeah. by Stephanie Fu.
Yeah, is it The Yellow Yellow Fever what they call when the guy's obsessed with Asian, right?
Well, to elaborate, yes, Yellow Fever is basically any man who only fetishizes Asian women in general, and will have anything with Asian women and only with Asian women. That's what Yellow Fever is. Mm-hmm. But it goes far to the extent that also to try to apply themselves into the culture as well, which kind of makes that appropriation, which is cultural appropriation, which is not appropriate for them to do that.
Yeah.
And especially in this podcast, Stephanie Fu spot up a story about John, about his serial cheating with the females in the podcast, and how Asian men with yellow fever are sleazebags and cheaters, and, like, will prey on innocent Asian yes. women on these type of relationships in online dating.
Yeah, but why Asian women? Like,
I think it's a phenomenon that yeah. has, because the reason why, since it's easier to find Asian women nowadays, because of the apps, it's easy because they're more submissive, they're more willing to listen, and
yeah, and they think that they can control them, they can overpower them,
and yeah, especially that dominant control with men, they can have that,
they want to have that control.
Yeah, a lot of, like, sex driven control usually, from what I found out. Well, that
it's just really weird, because he dated, like, on the episode, he dated multiple Asian women.
No matter what size, no matter what.
Exactly. At the same time. And I like the fact that the girls that was victim, they, like, you know, met together. And
they became good friends.
Yeah, and they started, like kind of warning other girls by, like, posting a profile on, what is it, Facebook, and saying, like, oh, don't date this man, like, because he has an Asian fetish and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just really empowering.
So the main message is, like, well, Asian women should fear, or, like, should be careful of men who has yellow fever.
Yeah.
From what I see.
Exactly.
So how is this a contentious issue, according to, like, our definition of it?
Yeah, the contentious issue. So, like, to be contentious means, according to Zimmerman and Robertson, it has to be debatable, inconclusive among experts, and deeply important to the member of general public. Debatable in a sense, I guess, debatable in a sense that, like, again, like I said earlier, like, you know, not everyone agrees or accepts dating, online dating, but a lot of people also, like, you know, uses it or agrees to its benefits. So I guess, like, it's very inconclusive to say that, like, it's bad or it's good. Because there are a lot of people that found, like, you know, like, their partner, their lifelong partner through online or, like, through online dating apps and whatnot. But there are also a lot of people like Stephanie or, like, is it Stephanie?
Stephanie Fu, yes.
Yeah, Stephanie and Hidaya who have suffered from, you know, the negative factors of online dating.
Yeah, and online dating applies to everybody in the world, and it's being normalized. That's always, it is a contentious issue, because everyone uses it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And yes, in the articles, it states that there are negative experiences with online dating and pose and discriminates women, especially in what they say in the text.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a contentious issue. Is it dangerous for women to use online dating? What's the thing? Are these the risks, right? That's presented.
True.
In the article.
And honestly, like, everyone, like, you know, in this modern world that we're living in, everyone can pretty much, like, access online dating. Even celebrities are promoting online dating. Like, you know, there's a lot of influencers out there that can drive someone to go do online dating. Like, even, like, my friends, that's how I got into online dating in the first place. Because my friends suggested that, hey, like, you know, I'm successful in using this app. Why don't you use it as well? Like, it's just, you know.
And not only that, it also broke into many categories. Like, online dating can also be online dating in, especially, MMORPGs games. Like, it can be, like, fake relationships. And then you can also online date through just Facebook
and stuff. Yeah, not just, you know, the apps. It could be everywhere.
And the world uses the internet everywhere.
Yeah, like, online dating is not only for the apps. It's for the whole internet itself, where you can interact with someone without looking at them. Like, in Instagram, you can slid on someone's DM and, you know, you can like their posts, and, like, on Twitter as well. Like, you know, it's not just the apps. So, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone in this, you know, this society is using some sort of, like an app, or, like, Facebook, for example. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone has Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram. Like, they have that. Or even just, you know, like, in Google in general, like, you can, like, meet a lot of people, see a lot of people in gaming and RPG gamings, online gamings, like, you can meet a lot of people there. Yeah,
that's true. But how would you feel as a Filipino man, an Asian man, especially in Canada, feeling, understanding about this issue about online dating?
Well, honestly, I haven't heard any, like, issues from the, like, Filipino female majority. Like, because, like, I don't think any, I mean, this is only from my perspective and how I see it, but I don't think so far as I know, any girl that I know use online dating. Like, you know, they mainly, like, to find a relationship, they mainly, like, you know, find a relationship through mutual friends. Like, you know, a friend that knows a friend, or, like, your traditional kind of, like, you know, relationship where, like, you go to a party and you meet this guy, and, like, you know, just, that's it. But, like, I don't think it's dominant for our culture to use online dating.
Yeah.
How about yours?
For me, being Chinese Canadian, especially an Asian and Margum, I understand the issues of Asian men facing online dating. We're the most discriminated because of our, like, stereotypical smaller penis. Yes. And now more masculine than any other races. But, like, interpreting the text with the black, with Hadia being black, and Stephanie Fu with the Asian fever. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have friends who are white, who are other race, who are really, really like Asian women. And there are, sometimes I see it as more like a fetish, and it goes to a long way that's pretty bad. But they're also, like, I see other, like, white couples, I mean, white males and Asian female in a happy relationship that's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and I see a lot of black women dating Asian men and white men, and they're still doing it right. So I think it really depends how I interpret the text. Like, not everyone uses the online dating app will have these kind of issues.
Yeah.
And then I agree. Some situations would go well, but, like, in any dating world that involves women, how I see it, especially in my perspective, being Canadian, men will go for anything that moves.
Yeah, to add to that, like, you know, it's up for the person that's using the app if they really want to find a relationship, or, like you said, like, if they want to catfish someone, or, like, find multiple relationships, or just, you know, like, have a sexual relationship with someone. It's up to the person.
Yeah.
Like, people put pressure on the app. I mean, yes, the app is what, you know, people use, or, like, yeah, the app is what people use to, like, kind of do these things, like, find a relationship and whatnot. But it's really up to the person, because they should be aware of the risks of, you know, using online apps and online dating. Like, you can't just go in and, you know, like, talk to someone for, like, a couple of days and then meet them right away. And if they, like, you know, like, kidnap you or catfish you, like, you know, you can't just blame the app. It's up to you. Like, use your own judgment. If you think it's safe, if you think it's right, then you go for it.
I think you just need to use common sense.
Yeah.
Especially traditional dating, especially at the bar. There's also a lot of dangers as well. People will, like,
mm-hmm.
What's that word again? You put something in your drink and then you pass out.
Oh,
and
they kind of sedate you.
They rip drug, but yeah, sedate you.
Yeah, they drug you.
So there are, like, other dangers, especially so in both types of dating. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna meet this guy, do a background check, right? You know,
yeah.
Go to their social media, stalk them, like see if, you know, they're in a relationship. You're dating someone, like,
especially when especially when you go on the first date, second date.
Yeah, if you go on the first date, don't go somewhere sketchy.
And like
don't go in his place. Go, like, in a restaurant, a decent restaurant. Like, do that traditional meeting before you, like, you know, go and sleep with the guy or the girl.
And, like, precaution, like, you don't take everything that's written on the profile as what it said.
Yeah,
you always have a little bit of doubt to make sure if it's
exactly. It's always good to is this be guy okay curious.
Or not? Yeah, is this guy. Clear yeah. or not, you know?
Because their profile could be saying, like, hey, I'm rich, but they're not.
So, yeah. Like, yeah, that's true.
Or, like, hey, I'm white. Like, you know, they're just pretending to be white. And it's really, like, the profile picture, like, you know, it's a white person, but it could be not them. It could be someone else.
Yeah.
And they're just pretending. So just, you know, be cautious. Be careful.
So, as going back to the two texts, or, like...
Yeah.
Which one has a better... argument, like, what kind of strategies that either those two use? That,
yeah, so for the fever, I think it was the pathos strategy was predominantly used because of Stephanie's story and confession about this John guy who dated multiple Asian women, and I think it's pretty relatable considering. How, yeah, you can do that on dating app because, like, it's no one's really, like, you know, there to stop you. Like, it's a dating app. Like, again, like, you don't know if the guy you're meeting has dated or is currently married or is currently dating someone else. You don't know that. Like, you know, just be aware.
Yeah, and, like, I agree with you. The use of pathos really well because Stephanie also included her friends to tell this the experiences. Or if this, especially the serial cheater John guy who has the yellow for cheating everyone and, like, victimizes a lot of Asian women. And, like, they tell that it imposes a fear because the online dating is an easy app to prey on Asian women.
Yeah.
For anyone who has yellow fever.
Have you met anyone? Who's not like yellow fever, but like,
yeah, I did.
Yeah, who's been in a relationship with a guy who, like, happens to be also in a relationship with another girl. It's like, you know,
I actually have that experience and was actually one of my classmates.
Oh, you do?
It not from this class, but from, like, last year for a similar program I'm taking, but it opens your eyes. It really does.
It should from that experience. You should next time, like, you know, you should just be aware or, like, not use the app at all.
But that's just only one case. And, like, I can't just...
Yeah, you can speak to everyone, honestly. Like, everyone, again, like you said earlier, like, not everything is negative. It's not all negative on dating app, like, you know. Like, these articles, it's just, you know, like, showing us, like, the negative side of the dating app. Like, what are some of the bad things that it has done to, like, you know,
yeah,
other races. But, like, in general, like, again, it's not negative. It there has to be something positive about it, like, you know.
Yeah, about, like, the experiences as well. For, like, going to the other article, Haiti, and she uses logos really well with her experiments, be her being white, having her being a black Haiti or white Haiti, and her being in that white Haiti profile, she gets more intelligent and more, even more messages than a black Haiti.
Yeah.
And she also relates to the studies with how black women are disproportionately not are rated below average in attractiveness by other men.
Mm-hmm.
By Christian Rother, who wrote the book Data Clism, right?
Yeah. He's also a founder of the OkCupid. Yeah, just going back to White Hidaya, Black Hidaya, yeah. She created two accounts, a white and a black Hidaya, and she used the same caption for both. You know, she has a PhD, she likes reading, blah blah blah. She uses for both white Hidaya and black Hidaya, and she got more attention on the white Hidaya. Her her education was praised, her love for books was praised. Like, you know, she got, like, you know, like, actual attentions from male majority. But for Black Hidaya, she got less replies. And the replies that she got was mainly, like, you know, like, very, like, almost sexualized, per se.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can tell the difference between the two. Like, you know, white female is more favored than the black female.
Yeah, interestingly enough, she also brought up some examples of her friends,
mm-hmm.
who were also black or biracially black, that also faced similar issues of sexualization. And, like, that's one comment, it's like, I want to do you in the hooded car because, you know, she's black, right?
Yes.
This is that ghetto setting. I remember that really well.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's pretty bad. But so it does have, like, other valid experiences to prove her point using logos that, yes, black women are more prominent, or women of color are more prominent to face these kind of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like discrimination or sexualization or the fetishizations, mm-hmm. the fetishes that they've faced through men, right?
True.
But now, which article do you think was better? Which text do you think was more convincing to you?
Yeah, I think Hidaya's social experiment caught me. Like, you know, the dating while black. I think that particular article is more catchy than the podcast. Because, I mean, yeah, like, we already know that, like, black female or the black majority in general is, you know, disadvantaged in today's culture. But just, you know, looking how she compared white Hidaya and black Hidaya, it's just, you know, an eye-opening. Like, it's just very, it's still prevalent and relevant in society.
Yeah, I agree with you because it is true that black, especially the black population, are facing institutionalized racism,
mm-hmm.
all over across each structure, and especially the Western society, racism, it's jobs, everything else, like, and even dating as well, right?
Yeah.
So her experiment does prove her point. Same as was also the studies that she brought up with the evidence shown throughout the Western society. It is true, but I did not agree with the fear, because they only try to promote fear to Asian women,
yes.
and that they try to stereotype that a man who has Asian fever to be really sleazy.
Not every guy who dates an Asian or have dated an Asian woman, not every one of them is the yellow fever, like tough fetish in white, you know, in Korean or in Asian women.
Like, if you turn that around, you can say that Asian women only like dating white men because of like being more rich or being more high class. So that's also like a stereotype as well.
Yes.
So like, I feel like you're setting yourself up to that yellow fever in the first place as well.
Yeah, exactly. I know that, like, if you know the yellow fever, like, phenomena, if a white man or, you know, slid in your DM or, like, text you and whatnot, and you're aware of the yellow fever, like, why would you reply?
Yeah. So, learning about all this, what's your opinion on this issue overall? Like, your ending opinion.
Like, do I agree with online dating?
Do you agree with online dating? Do you disagree with online dating?
Not really. I mean, I have experience with online dating, but I can't, like, conclude that, hey, it's bad. Because, again, like, the articles that was present or that we studied mainly focuses on the bad side of the online dating. And it wasn't really, like, you know, it's not, like, generalized.
Yeah.
Like, it's only for Korean, for black. But what if, you know, white females, they also experience a lot of discrimination, a lot of thing for online dating. But, you know, it wasn't mentioned here. So, it's not really, it's inconclusive, honestly. Because, again, not everyone prefers online dating. Some people, or a lot of people, still prefer traditional dating.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I agree with you. My opinion is, like, I don't agree with that online dating has a really severe negative impact, mm-hmm. and dehumanized people and shouldn't do it. my experience, I found my fiance through Tinder.
Yes.
And we've been dating strong for a year and two months already.
And getting married.
And getting married soon. So I don't know. Maybe I'm a lucky case of all everything. But I have other similar friends who have really good relationships with through Tinder or through Tantan, through other dating apps, right?
Exactly.
So you can't really blame on that part. You just like, for, especially, I also ask perspectives of other Asian women or women in general on how the experiences with online dating. I know someone who used OkCupid. She's like, she's a Parisian woman with a white male, and they're getting married as well, right?
Right.
So you can't, these examples, yes, it does give you the dangers aside, but in dating general, there's always a negative and a positive view, and especially in today's society, or in any society, women's always being sexualized or being disadvantaged in dating. And there's a lot of dangers, and you have to just be careful.
Yeah, and I guess these articles and the podcast that was given to us, I think it's just like a reminder for everyone out there that, you know, it's good, like, you know, you're using online dating and whatnot, but just be mindful of, like, you know, the negative side. Just be cautious of what you're going into.
Yeah,
like, just know the risks of online dating.
Yeah, it just reinforces that.
Yeah, it doesn't cause, you won't experience the same thing that they experience if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's just it's true. You're true. It reinforces that no matter what app, there's no such thing as 100% safe.
Yeah.
Like traditional online.
If you're being careful, like, you know.
It's never 100%
safe. Just be mindful about it. Which leads to the last part of this podcast. What are some critical thinking questions that you can offer our audience?
Like, for me, is since online dating is being normalized, right?
Yeah.
With these articles that we present to you, do you think online dating is controversial, or like, should you still use online dating with all these articles presented, right?
Yeah.
Or, and are you an Asian woman or a black woman yourself experiencing these same issues? And do you relate to that, right?
Mm.
But for me, my critical thing is, do you really blame the app?
Yes. Is it the app or is it the user?
Is it the user?
Yeah. Thank you for listening. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Victor. And this is the end of the podcast.